Hello everybody, I'm George Byler. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. I'm talking about the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom's recent announcement that he intends to house more asylum seekers in middle-class areas of the United Kingdom. Of course, asylum and illegal immigration are major issues in the United Kingdom. There's an ever-growing number of people arriving illegally claiming asylum. Some people arrive illegally in the UK. They have a visa as a tourist, as a business executive on a trip, as a student, whatever, as a visitor's visa, and he or she then says, I need asylum because of my well-founded fear of persecution. Now, some people don't have such a visa and they cross illegally on small boats from France, usually, possibly from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland. Having said that, that's not illegal, I suppose. So they have to have got a visa that is illegal, but there's just there's no border control. So what is to be done? An ever-increasing number of people. It takes about a year and a half to have a hearing, and the people are accepted, rejected. If they're rejected, very difficult to get them out, blah, blah, blah. So they have to be housed, fed, provided medical care, if their mind is provided their education. A lot of them are lying, pretend to be under 18 when they're over, their dental examinations to determine the age. Of course, that's not fail-safe, but there comes a point when the person is so blatantly over 18, with sort of an estimated age of 25, they can't be. If judging by the teeth, the person's 18 or 19 or 20, that could be wrong. That's within the margin of error. I don't know what the cutoff is. So that's Burnham's plan. So he needs to share this more fairly. But why does it need to be shared? Is if it's not a bad thing? And I realize these people who claim asylum, they're humans too. They're not necessarily bad people. It's difficult to blame them. You say, you know, never judge a man till you walk a mile in his shoes. How would I feel living in Iran or Afghanistan at the moment or things like that, or other tyrannical or poverty-stricken countries, and saying, by coming to the UK legally, I'm not hurting anybody, doing a job that Britons don't want to do and so forth, just trying to build a better life. What would you do in that situation? Might you not be tempted to break the law, say this is a victimless crime? So there are all sorts of problems with the backlog of dealing with these people and then too many people being accepted when they shouldn't be. And it's overwhelmingly young men who come, partly because they're the most venturesome. They're the most likely to say, well, I'm going to do something dangerous and cross borders or go in a small dinghy. You know, I'll leave my wife and my little children behind and things like that. And elderly people are often just not fit enough to make the journey. All right. So more affluent areas must house these people, even though it's going to cost the taxpayer even more. That is, they're not evenly distributed across the United Kingdom. That's another thing, is that maybe does England or is it Southern England disproportionately house these people? Could there be more in Northern Ireland? Could there be more in Scotland and Wales and so forth? How about these ex-mining villages in County Durham? Just buy a whole street of houses, do them up, da, 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 da. And obviously there are people who are waiting for houses, British citizens or people with indefinitely to remain, for decades. We're wrong for them to be skipping the queue. Some people, they're waiting in a detention center whilst their asylum claim is processed and so forth. They're not even legally allowed to work usually. I know of a woman who did as a cleaner, just getting cash in hand. So I can't blame her. So, all right. So some of these asylum seekers house in hotels that cost an awful lot of money, like £100 a night, infuriating taxpayers like me. Where are they to be put? And often residents don't want these people. Is that bigotry or is that reasonable? What do you think? So he said they should, you know, these people should be disproportionately housed in poorer communities. And I suppose these are flashpoints. There's some friction. If there's a crime or an alleged crime, then an asylum seeker, then there'll be a moral panic that people will seize on that as though they're all guilty. And it can produce a very ugly backlash, which you don't want to see. And if someone commits a crime, he or she is responsible. Not everybody the same ethnicity, not everyone the same faith, not everyone the same refugee status or nationality or whatever. That's grossly unfair. Judge people as individuals. Crime is individual, it's not communal. If someone of my category, however you define that, commits a crime, I shouldn't be penalized for it. If I commit a crime, other whites, other Irish people, other British people, other whatever blue-eyed people, other people born on a Sunday shouldn't be penalized, only me. And so we go on. So goodness, asylum accommodation won't be necessarily houses, but I don't know what other things. Now, one contentious case is Piddington, a village in Oxfordshire. There's a former Ministry of Defence site, and the idea is to put 1,250 single men there. And so the residents, they held this sort of site of this referendum. It's got no legal value, saying they seceded from the United Kingdom, as in they would have to house these people. The village, more of a hamlet, really, it's only got 400 people. So the population of the village is going to be more than quadrupled. They say the infrastructure simply can't cope with this. They said they're not against the asylum seekers as such, well, presumably opinions would vary. So what are we going to do? Now, the Conservative Shadow Home Secretary, Chris Philp, said, no, we mustn't be putting these people in bourgeois areas and don't put a burden on areas that didn't have already. But isn't it unfair on the area that do have it? It's interesting, he acknowledges that it's a burden. Obviously, it's a cost. And these people are sometimes bored. They've got nothing to do all day, wandering around. The devil makes work for light hands. Should they be allowed to work? Maybe. But that taking away jobs for British people or people with indefinite leave to remain, maybe it would, but partly because British people are not doing the jobs they should be doing. And that's the thing, is it's just too easy to get away without working. So the Reform Party has been very against this and say, we'll stop them, send them back straight away, tow these boats back to France, but France wouldn't accept them back. It's not as simple as Farage would like to pretend. He doesn't have this magic bullet. The Rachel Maskell, she's a Labour politician representing York Central. She doesn't want a new centre for 1,200 asylum-seeking adult males near a village in her constituency, only 600 people. She said there'd be a 6-to-1 male-to-female ratio. But they would say, if it was not a Labour MP saying this, people say, racist, 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 you're fear-mongering. And she said, well, the problem was infrastructure too. So what is going to be done? There isn't an easy solution. When he was mayor of Manchester, Burnham, fascinatingly, said that Manchester took more than its fair share. I don't know that's true or not. Goodness. So I somewhat agree with him that obviously they should be shared more evenly across the UK. As putting into bourgeois areas, we'll know, because it's going to drive up the cost that's way too high as it is. I can see from his point of view, it might be smart to defuse a situation around Thetford or where it plays their big protests. Put them in very remote areas, like, I don't know, Northern Scotland or something like that. Or people said Bristol, as there's so many of them are leftards, they say refugees welcome. Fine, Bristol, you can pay for them. It's very easy to be generous with the people's money, actually a central government rather than local government. But, you know, if it was local government, then there's no rule against charity if you want to help these people. So, I mean, I agree they've got to be treated humanely and fed and provided healthcare and so on, but it should not be made attractive. And obviously, the UK should really speed up the hearings, employ more judges, have Sunday sittings, pay judges to do that, and a prejudice to say that you don't get to stay. Interesting, a gay friend of mine said, even though homosexual acts are a death penalty offence in Iran, he doesn't believe that all gay people from Iran should automatically get the right to stay here. And that's so often their claim. And obviously, it's something that's very difficult to disprove. Or saying you believe in Christianity, converted Christianity faces the death penalty, is very difficult to disprove. Someone could be coached to say, these are passages of the Bible that I like, this is where I went to church services, something like that. You can't prove to the contrary. But why did they cross a dozen safe countries to come to the United Kingdom? Because the UK is so anti-racist, despite what the leftards say. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, Patreon.com, PayPal, George Cullen 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.